More than 60% of Haiti's annual food crop is planted in the season that begins in March, according to the FAO. To support this critical activity and help restore the island's quake-damaged food economy, the United Nations has requested member states to contribute $70 million to a special fund. But at a news conference earlier this week, FAO Director General Jacques Diouf said only a small fraction of that money has been pledged.
At a time when Haiti is facing a major food crisis, we are alarmed by the lack of support for the agricultural sector component. With this level of support, the revival of the country's agricultural-based livelihoods cannot be ensured.
Demands on the country's agricultural base have increased sharply since mid-January, as an estimated 500,000 people have fled the ruined capital, Port-au-Prince, for the countryside. Myra DeBrown, with the charity group Action Aid, says Haitians were already having problems producing enough food before the quake.
What is different now is that the population in some areas is 5 times more than the normal population. How can they cope with this pressure, with the extra amount of people needing food?
DeBrown says people's immediate need for food also threatens longer-term food supplies. Hungry people will likely eat seeds that they would normally plant for the next crop. And money spent buying food today means less available to buy seeds as the March planting season approaches. Sabina Vilka with the aid group CARE notes that farmers need more than just seeds.
For harvest and for the planting, they also need local labor. And since they do not have enough money to hire people, the work will simply not be done.
She says crops won't get planted and workers won't earn money, quickening the downward spiral of hunger and poverty. CARE and the FAO are running a small cash-for-work program in the town of Léogâne at the epicenter of the earthquake, which will employ some 4,000 people. They will clear debris from essential roads and irrigation canals, putting cash in some people's pockets while restoring essential farming infrastructure. A number of groups are working with local organizations to distribute seeds and tools to some needy farmers. But the needs are tremendous in a country where more than half the people were malnourished before the earthquake. Getting the country on its feet is expected to require long-term commitments from aid groups, the Haitian government, and the international community. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.